Before the break, we heard about a biotech breakthrough using bacteria and a gene from mushrooms to turn plastic into a painkiller. It's very impressive and novel. But of course, nature herself has been tinkering with biology and chemistry for as long as life has existed on this planet. And some species have evolved to make use of special chemical weapons, aka venom or poison. Here's Bird Notes Michael Stein with more.
The world is full of poisonous creatures. Some butterflies, beetles, and frogs use bright colors to warn birds and other predators that they're full of toxins. But you might be surprised to learn that some birds are poisonous too. The hooded pitahui is a bird that lives in New Guinea and eats a toxic beetle. The pitahuis aren't sensitive to the beetle's toxin, so they can accumulate large amounts of it in their skin and feathers. Scientists examined the chemicals from pitahui feathers and identified the same type of toxin found in poison dart frogs. Like the birds, the frogs may also gain their chemical defenses from eating insects. But pitahuis aren't the only birds that pack a toxic punch. When ruffed grouse eat a plant called mountain laurel, they pick up a poisonous compound that can make them an unappetizing meal for a fox or a human hunter. And quail in the Eastern Hemisphere sometimes snack on hemlock, turning them into a very upsetting dinner item. Many predators like to eat birds, making the world a pretty dangerous place for them. But evolution has made some birds a little dangerous, too. I'm Michael Stein.
For pictures, migrate on over to the Living on Earth website, loe.org.